Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
I think being a monkey would be fun.
You do?
Swinging around?
Swinging around the trees, not wearing pants or anything.
Yeah, not
doing
wearing
it right.
Pants.
Not wearing pants.
You have a red butt? Would you be a red butt monkey?
No, I'd want to be like a chimp.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to be the red butt monkeys because I feel like everybody makes fun of those guys.
Mm-hmm. Probably so.
They do.
I like the ones with like the crazy painted faces.
Right. Oh, yeah. Like the guy from The Lion King?
Yes.
Yeah, I like those. Quick and easy cash coming up in 50 minutes. Your shot at winning up to $1,000 if you answer 10 questions correctly. Our boy Big Al just found out that he was an internet sensation.
Hmm?
Turn your court case.
Oh.
What?
Yeah, they were broadcasting it?
Yeah. Apparently, when I went to court the other day, it was like streaming.
Yeah.
How did we not know this until
I didn't
now?
Know.
Al just found out. You went yesterday?
The other day. Over the weekend, I found out. So, I don't know. I have to find it. And
so all the cases are live streamed or something?
I guess.
I mean, this wasn't like a court case. It was like a board case. B-O-R-E-D.
Public access.
B-O-A-R-D.
It was access does all council meetings.
I misspelled board. But yeah, it was a panel, a board of a I don't even know.
Okay.
I just had to show
you were allowed
up.
To say why you were in trouble?
Yeah,
it was for the party.
It was the noise.
Noise
and stuff.
Violation.
Yeah.
So it was some hearing.
Yeah,
or...
right.
It was a national news report. Did they bring that up? That it was a national news report?
No, they didn't bring that up.
Vanilla ice.
And I didn't bring it up either.
It's irrelevant.
Do you wear a suit?
No, I didn't. But I did Google, I forgot what it said, what to wear to court.
It wasn't IP and pools
No, it wasn't the IP and pools t-shirt.
Not once you go Blake, you never go back?
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't.
Not Miley Wood?
No, it wasn't Miley Wood.
And that's Al's wardrobe, by the way.
That's it.
That's it. So what'd you wear?
Just sensible slacks and nice shoes and, a
button
shirt,
down?
Shirt with shirt tail tucked in.
Okay.
Yes, and a hat.
Very important. If you're going to court today, fellas, tuck your shirt tail in. Hat comes off in the courtroom.
Yeah, definitely.
Ooh, so you had to go...
Oh yeah,
you had to go bare.
I had to go hatless. But that's any courtroom. You
vanity glasses.
Yeah,
make you feel safe.
Yeah. I have to have my security glasses.
Mm-hmm.
And then don't speak until you're spoken to.
So you basically dress like you're going to church.
And and don't make jokes.
They don't. The judges do not like jokes.
Sense of humor is not a king.
Did they know
court.
You were a regional radio star?
I would. I don't know. I didn't bring it up. But it didn't turn out in my favor.
Really?
Lost. It was a vote out of seven, and I lost 4-3.
Wow.
Hey, lost by one.
Lost by one.
It's a close game.
Would it have helped if we had shown up in the fan section?
I don't think
that. They have one of those?
It wasn't like a dog pound.
Okay.
Here. But there were about 20 people on the opposing side that showed up. Neighbors.
Wow.
Angry? Could you feel the anger?
Yeah.
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 Just residents, not other bar owners?
No, just residents.
See, and that's what I don't understand. I do have your back in that sense, because if you're going to live on the most crowded street,
the party scene.
Yeah, it's bustling. I don't live over there because people party during the week and I get up early.
Well, like I was telling them, I mean, I had probably 300 or 400 people there. I didn't count, but out of the 300... over half of the customers live right there.
Yeah,
so,
walking distance.
So, you know.
That's what you go for.
Right under the bridge.
Yeah. Oh, and call the judge ma'am or sir. Because I did.
Yes.
I went to court one time for my speeding ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy walks up before, you know how you got to go in front of him and they can tell you what you're in trouble for. And he goes, Mr. blah, blah, blah. And he goes, yeah, what's up?
No, see,
you could see the attitude of the judge change just like that.
You gotta have respect.
People have seen enough Judge Judy episodes; they should know better. They get what they get.
Respect for the court, you know. You do.
You got to
be on time.
So
be early.
You just had to pay money, or you get in more trouble.
No, they revoked my special use permit for the next 14 months.
But Kelly's birthday is
so no more outdoor huge parties like that.
Right, right, right.
But the Backstreet Boys.
That's severe punishment.
We'll have to have them inside.
Tell me why, Al.
We'll have to have them inside.
Oh,
wow. Good thing you got that other bar.
Yeah.
You're not in trouble there yet, right?
No.
Doing it right.
In fact, they said, if you should have had the party down here, we would love you. You'd be surprised. I've got five emails from five different cities close by that said, dude, just have your party here in our city. We'd be happy to have you. Yes.
Oh, there you go.
Serious.
That'll work. I told you guys I wanted to tell you about this Ouija board story. Have you guys ever done the Ouija board?
I have, no. But it's been years.
Totally. I did it a lot at sleepovers when I was little. I loved it.
When I was little and I had it. And it's a sacrilegious thing.
It is.
It's the devil.
Yeah. We did it as kids at like a sleepover, but it's the devil. Yeah. Your parents tell you it's the devil and you shouldn't do that because you could get some spirits. So this guy posted on Reddit, and apparently he's in deep, deep trouble with his wife. He said, last night, the Ouija board told my wife I'm cheating on her. She is so sure that she's talking to her grandpa that she believes it, and she wants to go to counseling. Now, problem is, guys, I swear to God I'm not cheating on her, and I think it's her subconscious telling her something she's afraid of.
So we should go to counseling with her, and that way the counselor can tell her she's crazy. It would be in his best interest to go. Mm-hmm.
Well, here's where it gets crazy because he says he agreed to it, but she told me she wants to go to one who's open, meaning New Age, meaning the counselor will probably believe what the board has to say, too.
Well, then he's in a no-win situation.
Yeah.
At that point, you just got to get out of that relationship, don't you?
That's a frustrating thing. I mean, I bet a lot of guys cheat because their wives think they're cheating. You know what I'm saying?
Like, totally. It almost makes you want to win.
For doing something, I'm gonna go ahead and do it. I'm in a no-win situation here, so I might as well enjoy the benefit. Yeah,
it's true.
It's a silly way.
I'm not a cheater. Like I've never been inclined to cheat, but I was in a relationship where someone constantly was paranoid and accused me of cheating all the time. You know, like if I just went out with friends, even though like I never even had an opportunity to cheat really, and it almost made you gravitate towards, well, I'm just gonna do it. I'm just gonna go do. Yeah. If I'm gonna be accused of it and suffer the punishment and consequences for something I didn't do, then it almost makes you want to.
Right.
Or just like Kelly said, just get out of the relationship.
Just leave.
I didn't say that. JC said that.
I said get out of that thing.
Yeah.
Just, if she's gonna believe a Ouija board over you,
when do girls learn? You guys will get caught usually. It might take some time, but if he is cheating on you, it will fall into your lap at some point. You don't 100%. Need a Ouija board or a magic eight ball to tell you. Yeah.
He asked her like, did the Ouija board tell you who? And she said, oh, the Ouija board didn't know the name. The Ouija board didn't know the name.
Yeah. Yeah, we are stupid. You will catch us, ladies. You will. Sooner or later, he'll mess up.
Guys,
Been there. Been there, done that.
Yeah.
Wrote a book about it.
Man, that makes me want to go see The Conjuring. I want to believe in the Ouija board. I don't. I'm too cynical, but I still want to believe in the spirits.
You do?
Yeah, and I want to go see The Conjuring 2, the sequel. I loved The Conjuring. That comes out this weekend. I'm so excited. A horror movie in the summer?
But you always have that bozo with a Ouija board that pushes it to the answer. And you know, you have that friend.
It's energy-based, I guess.
Energy from their tricep pushing it. The Bachelorette was last night. It was one of those episodes that gave you this is really awkward feeling.
Yeah.
Especially the way the villain this season is acting, Chad.
He's putting a V in villain.
He sure is. And James Taylor, Caroline's favorite, our favorite now because he joined us on the show. He's probably going to join us again this week. He's actually coming up as a front runner now.
Yeah.
He's doing pretty well. We'll talk about the Bachelorette next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
How are we going to win that quick and easy cash, Big Al Mack?
Well, you call us when we play Quick and Easy Cash. We do it in about 32 minutes, 7:40 Central Time
every day. Yeah.
And if you're one of the correct callers, we'll take two callers.
Uh-huh.
And we will pose 10 questions to you. You get $100 for each correct answer to those questions. Questions will be about the show or about pop culture.
Al, what if I get 7 questions right?
Then you will walk away with $700 cash. I say cash, it's actually a check.
Yeah, we'll write you a banking check. Cash. Yeah, for sure.
Then we will take the second caller that's on standby, on the bench, more or less. And that caller gets the opportunity to answer the remaining 3 questions for $300.
Perfect.
How about that?
Well said, Big Al.
Thank you.
Look at that game show.
And you have 5 seconds to answer each question.
Yes. I would like to take this moment to apologize to the great apes. I said I wanted to be a monkey, and then I said I would appreciate being a chimp. Chimps are not monkeys.
Chimps are
great apes.
Are they related?
Cousins.
They're probably cousins.
Yeah, a cousin named Grey Bay.
Monkeys have tails, I guess.
Huh?
And apes don't have tails. That's how you can tell the difference. Learn something new every day.
So is a baby ape... No, wait a minute. So a monkey can be still a monkey and old.
Yeah, a monkey because they keep their tail.
They keep it.
Just stop.
we're learning, Kelly.
Because I don't know.
Yeah.
Now, Planet of the Apes.
Those are apes. Those,
well,
no tails.
It's Planet of the Apes.
Yeah. They're actually people dressed like apes, if you want me to bring down the curtain.
Oh, what?
Spoiler alert, Kelly.
Yeah.
What was Curious George?
Monkey. Curious George is depicted as a large tailless ape. He's referred to as a monkey, but chimps aren't monkeys. He's a chimp. Chimps are, like you said, JC, great apes.
Great apes.
Along with gorillas, orangutans, bonobos, and humans.
Bonobos.
The more you know.
We're apes.
Thank you.
Thank you. The little monkey, this is going about 30 years back.
Uh-huh.
Smokey and the Bandit. What was that? Was that a chimp or a...
That was a chimp.
It was a chimp.
No tail.
No tail. I couldn't remember if that had a tail.
It was a baby one, though.
Yeah, but you can still have little baby gorillas
with
no tails.
He was small, but he had no tail.
Yeah. Oh, he's a little monkey.
See, we're learning. Yeah. We're learning as we go here.
See, yeah.
We have Caroline Craddock in studio with us.
No tail.
No tail.
No tail.
Not that I can see.
Vestigial tail?
Tailbone.
Maybe. I have a broken tailbone.
You broke your tailbone, Caroline?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How?
Senior year of college. I was in Cinderella the musical.
Yeah.
And there was a girl that was supposed to hit me, and I fell. And she wouldn't hit me, so I just took it upon myself to just fall one day. And my shtick, I was one of the stepsisters, my shtick was that I had to eat powdered donuts the whole show. So I literally fell, broke my tailbone. You could hear it break. And I threw up powdered donuts all over the stage.
Because of the pain?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
It was during
you never told
rehearsal.
That.
Yeah. Yeah. So it flares up from time to time. It's cute.
You're a puker when you get hurt, not a fainter.
Oh, yeah.
Not a fainter.
Oh. No, I'm a puker.
I'm a fainter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
and
know.
A faller,
powdered donuts everywhere. I can't eat powdered donuts.
Oh.
And a faller.
I dated this girl that had a little bit of a tail. It has like a nub.
Of a vestigial?
Yeah,
vestigial
tail.
Yeah.
Could mm-hmm. she wag it when she was happy?
From New Orleans. Yeah. And then she'd get upset. It'd be all like between the legs.
Yeah.
She wagged it for a treat.
You could always tell when you have your girl happy. Tail's a wagging. She's a happy.
Want to go to dinner tonight?
Would she spin around a lot before she sat down?
Wasn't a puppy.
Okay.
She's had a tail.
Okay.
Oh. Well, speaking of dogs, some of these guys on The Bachelorette, oh my god!
Yeah, we brought in Caroline because she's our reality TV / Bachelorette expert.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, you watched the whole thing, right?
I had the jams the whole time.
You did?
Yes.
You live tweet so people can follow along with you.
Yes,
you...
I didn't get to last night. I was at a business dinner.
Oh,
but,
no.
But I did watch it.
Okay.
Okay,
night.
Good.
So we're like, they're down to 20 guys or so, right?
I think around
still too many.
20.
Yeah.
And are they still in L.A. or are they at some other location?
They're still in L.A.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I did see it, but I wasn't.
I think this week's two parts.
Yeah, it was to be continued last night.
Tonight,
it's only getting a night.
I made it half of last night. Yeah. And then I was like, oh, wait, there's another night?
Yeah. The comedy thing last night just made me
that
very
was weird.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah.
The yoga was also weird.
Yeah. I had the jams. I didn't like it.
JoJo and Chase, who...
JoJo's the girl.
Yeah, JoJo's the bachelorette, went on a date with Chase, and they went to a yoga studio. And they made
that was
him,
the one-on-one.
Yeah, that was the one-on-one, Kelly. And they made him do these weird noises that you don't want to make in front of your first date.
Yeah, the you know? Breathing stuff.
Yeah.
It reminds me of Courtney. Wait, no, that's my Carly and the farmer.
One Lit
guy.
Farmer.
Yeah, oh, yeah, they did that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of noises?
These noises, Jenna.
Hey. 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 Then you're going to move your head from side to side. So you keep doing all of that. Then I'm going to say, shake out your hands. You're making the sound. Hey.
Hey.
Hey. And then you're going to let yourself have a big tantrum. And it looks like this.
They're on the
all right, breath. This is a joke.
Yeah.
It's kind of like an angergasm.
Oh.
An angergasm.
Scare him away.
Angergasm. So
that's
you basically do, if you have any kids between the ages of 0 to 5, it's what they do when they have their tantrums. That's what they're making them do on
doing
the
yoga.
Bachelorette.
Your kids aren't having a tantrum. They're having yoga.
They're having yoga.
Yoga. You just breathe.
They're having anger.
Yeah,
cousins.
I've never seen that kind of yoga. All not right. that I've done a lot
people
of yoga.
People do it.
This is made for TV yoga, though.
If you do that yoga, please call us. I want to hear the tantrum yoga.
But it brought them together. They were straddling each other at the end, doing the breathing exercises, and then they just started going out.
Yeah, they're sitting.
They start making out.
Like on top of one another, like Caroline said, and then the lady says, exhale. And you're like, want me to breathe in her face? Like, right?
Ew.
Hey.
Yeah.
And then they bring out, and then they get dressed, and then they go dance in front of Charles Kelly.
Who's Charles Kelly?
From Lady Antebellum.
Oh, I thought he was a shoe designer.
Oh, that is the guy from Lady Antebellum.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay, good. Because I was like, My wife and I were saying that's Lady Antebellum, and then they said it was Charles Kelly, but that's his name.
Hmm. And I think there's something wrong with me. I cry during that. Am I the only one?
Yeah. In this room, anyway.
I just find it weird when you walk out there and it's two people and they're playing. It's just, I feel awkward for them.
Yeah.
Not as awkward as sitting nose to nose. Were they attracted to each other?
Yeah. It seemed like it.
She was digging
He's
him.
Kind of a black sheep, I think. I think he might be a front runner.
Now, who is he? Cute. Remind me of which one he is. What does he do for a living?
He's the...
I forgot.
Pharmaceutical sales, I think.
Oh, yeah. Those are always hot.
Yeah.
She has hot people selling drugs.
Uh-huh. But he went on this thing like when he was a kid, he wasn't a very good looking kid. Or people made fun of
that's
him, called
James
him.
Taylor.
No, that's James
Oh, that's all
one.
Ah, crap. Sorry.
We'll
yeah.
get
all
to right, him.
My bad.
Good try. He's the one divorced parents.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. My bad.
That's his sob story. Yeah. My parents are divorced. Yeah. Because everybody has to have one.
Right.
Before we continue, Caroline, Kid Nation wants to know what do you mean by jam jams?
Oh, jam jams?
Pajamas, right?
No. It means like heebie-jeebies. Like,
oh.
Yeah.
Like something makes you uncomfortable. Like gotcha. Jam jams. Yeah.
Jam
Sorry,
jams.
I should have clarified.
I didn't know either, but I thought I was the only one in the room.
She
didn't
did
know.
That the day she did the Caroline
makes you cooler.
Dictionary.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Caroline makes
what
you cooler.
What do you call it? The
Well, I have the Cradictionary. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then we finally get into the goodies because this episode was basically starring Chad.
Yeah.
The villain.
Yeah.
The
smartest all one. All I saw was Chad stuff.
Yeah.
Chad.
He was on some total roid rage last night.
Yeah, Chad don't group date, and he wanted to let you know that.
Honestly, I don't even want to go. I'd rather you guys go do your thing and then just get a one-on-one later.
Can you say that one more time? Because I don't think I heard you correctly.
Yeah,
Jordan.
I don't want to go with 12 guys. No, that's too many guys. As opposed to the 20 last night.
Good point.
Or the 26 the first night, you realize that is what this is. So you'd rather not have time with her?
Not tomorrow, not on a group of 12 guys.
Do you think she would want to spend a whole day with you?
Yeah.
Of course.
Really?
I find him so entertaining.
He is, but if he makes it past today, I'll be very surprised.
I find him
so
entertaining.
But the producer, he may be the producer's pick because that's why we're talking about it, and that's why people are going to watch again tonight.
I love the editing. I love the editing because with no other character on the show, do they just keep the camera on them all the time?
Yeah.
And you get his weird tics and mannerisms to make him look even crazier. And I think he is crazy. I mean, I'd be scared to sleep in the house if I were some of those guys.
Well, that's what it got down to. They went to like this weird stand-up comedy, Caroline.
Yeah. Yeah, so they're talking about their greatest stories of being intimate and
sexy time stories.
Yeah,
and it was just awkward. I mean, I don't know why they were doing it. And JoJo, the producers must have told her like, "Hey, you need to talk about how much sexy time is important to you." And I'm like,
so they do this,
yeah,
which is weird. Yeah. And it was awkward. And one of the contestants, Evan, who's the erectile dysfunction doctor.
He's still in it.
He's still in it.
And he has three kids. We just found this out. He has three kids.
So he has no dysfunction.
He's a dad.
Yeah.
You could tell he's a very sensitive guy.
Yeah.
Very sensitive.
And he's not a big guy.
He's the smallest guy besides the radio personality, Wells. Yeah. He decided to take this chance, instead of talking about his sexy time, to attack Chad.
Basically.
And this is how it went down.
I want to tell the dangers of you using steroids.
Yes. This is where it gets crazy.
Well, a couple of the benefits are like, you know, you get like the rope-like muscles, right? And you get like the chisel stuff happening, right? Right? And like, you know, lots of guys are natural in the house, right? But then we get the dangers of steroid usage and really steroid overdose. Irritability. Withdrawal from people. Saying things like, the girl I'm trying to date is nagging me. I don't know.
Evan is essentially implying Chad takes steroids. I don't have to look at Chad to feel his anger. I can feel it. I can feel the fire.
Guys, you've been amazing. We're going to bring down our grand finale.
When Evan came back up to sit back down, he had to cross paths with Chad, and they had an altercation.
What was that? I'm not really sure what happened, but I saw a weird altercation between Chad and Evan.
I have no clue what's going on. I don't know if I missed something. I don't know if there's beef between them, but
resorting to violence, I don't feel like is ever the answer.
Wow.
So what basically happened there, Caroline?
I mean, it's crazy.
He pulled the little guy by the shirt.
Yeah, he ripped his shirt.
Yeah.
And then,
when you say he, you mean Chad.
Chad did, yeah, the big Chad.
Chad goes on to say that he doesn't want to talk about his past sexy time, and he wants to focus on the future. So he brings JoJo on stage and tries to kiss her, which they're clearly not allowed to do that in front of the other contestants.
Yeah.
So she kind of gives him the cheek, and then it's just...
Not kind of.
Well, she totally gives him the cheek, yeah. And it's totally, totally awkward.
You could hear the awkwardness.
Yeah. Look, I just want to be straight honest. Like, they know nothing about what's going on between me and you. So I don't think today's about the past. I think it's about the future.
Okay.
And with that being said...
Nope. Tries to kiss her. Nope.
That's all.
Like crash and burn.
And then he drops the mic. Yeah. If you, Caroline, if you're JoJo and you see Chad do that to Evan, pull the shirt and choke him, basically, would you not want to kick him off right away?
1,000%. But we don't know what the producers are telling her, because then we'll talk about it later. But Evan kind of gives her an ultimatum, mm-hmm. where he says, you know, if he stays on the show, I'm out.
Yeah.
And you think... She goes to talk to Chad, and you think that she's going to keep him on, because it's really, the whole situation is just not good.
She ends up giving Evan the rose.
Yes.
It's very tense, very awkward.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did they kick Chad off because not previous
yet.
Contestants
not
have been exhibited?
Not yet.
Well, previous episodes, they've had explosive behavior. They've been asked to leave.
They have a security guard, Chris Harrison.
Chris Harrison did talk to him.
Yeah.
But elimination's not until tonight.
Oh, that's why the two-part.
The whole cast, all the dudes were uncomfortable with Chad, so they got this Mexican security guard to be walking around.
Yeah.
So they have a security guard.
One of the guys said he didn't want to sleep in the same room as him, so then they have the security guard, which, you know, feeds Chad even more. He loves
it. He feels good about it.
He's like, I'm a liability now.
For the last 30 minutes of the show, it was this.
Chad's aggressive behavior has become elevated to a level that's not safe for anybody, really, at this point. We had to do something about this guy before it got out of hand.
The fact that we need a security guard to watch over Chad speaks volumes to the fact that he does not deserve to be here.
Let me tell you this, too.
Because any other time, they would just kick him off. Yeah. They're doing this for...
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And they get a security guard who's shorter and smaller than Chad. Like, if Chad wanted to go get some, he can go get some.
Oh, yeah. He's doing those body weights with a suitcase on his belt.
This is a full-on bit.
And every time they show the other guys talking, you know, their feelings and whatnot, they'll show Chad just over there pumping iron. You know, dumbbells going, ah!
Magic of editing.
Yeah. I haven't felt this entertained since Spencer Pratt from The Hills.
Right? I can see that.
You love to hate him.
You love to hate this guy.
It's a car wreck.
When he's gone, it's going to be sad.
Yeah.
Honestly.
All the drama's going to go away.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to be able to keep watching after he's gone.
We'll see.
He's just so much entertainment.
Yeah, then it's going to be.
Do producers know that already?
They know. Oh, of course they know that, Jenna.
So who are your front runners, Caroline?
Well,
I know you personally love James.
Personally,
Taylor.
I love James. I don't think that. I don't know. I mean, they had a passionate kiss. He opened up to her last night, kind of got out of the friend zone. He said he's put in the friend zone a lot. He said that. He, you know, his little story was he was really awkward. He had a really long neck and big ears.
Yeah, we have him talking about when he got made fun of. Here's Caroline's crush, James.
I guess something, it just kind of stuck with me from when I was younger that I was like kind of like a little bit made fun of. Not bad, but I was like not the best looking kid at all.
Yeah.
I had big ears and a long neck. I did. I had big ears and a long neck. And they, you know, a bunch of the guys called me Luke Longneck. And I don't even know why. It's not even creative because my name's James.
So, my name's James.
But still, you know, when you're, you know, like 12 years old, all you want to do is fit in. And so, yeah, I mean, I've always considered myself like an underdog in that department. It did hurt. I think it stayed with me a lot longer than it should have. Almost specifically just like looks. I just see myself kind of on like that, not that level. And like, especially like with girls like you, like honestly, I don't, that's why I feel like I'm single, a big part of it, because I want a girl who I just think the world of. And then when I meet one, I'm like, well, she can't be for me, you know?
Aw, James Taylor. My wife didn't know that he was the one that called our show, Caroline.
Yeah.
I told her that's your favorite, and she goes, he is by far the best husband material on that
1,000%.
That's why he won't win.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, last night, all my followers finally realized what I was talking about. I got so many tweets like, okay, I see it now. Because he's so positive.
Uh-huh.
He's so sweet.
That song he sang for her?
So sweet.
Yeah, it was
cool. He's a nice guy, but JoJo's not going to choose a guy that's insecure like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
JoJo's the type of girl that wants a guy that's confident.
Yeah. They had a pretty passionate makeout session
they did.
After that.
They did.
He got out of that friend zone. And
it was like she was into the kissing.
Yeah.
So James is one of your
front
runners.
He got the rose last night. Yeah. I think Luke is going to do really well.
Which one is Luke?
From the small town in the hill country.
Oh, the military guy.
The former military guy.
Yeah.
Chad's a former military guy, too. The bad dude.
And Evan got a rose, too, right? He gave the ultimatum.
Yeah.
And then he got a rose.
Yeah. So it leads you to believe that tonight Chad's going to be eliminated.
Yeah, he will.
I know I pulled the clip with Canada and Chad talking. Can we?
Yeah.
This was
the
everything
funniest.
I've ever wanted and more. So,
the Canada creepy guy's still there?
So Canada's still there. And him and Chad have been BFFs this whole time. But now Canada's slowly starting to realize that Chad's a little bit of a liability after the security guard situation.
Yeah, like you are who you hang out with.
Yeah. So he's having a conversation with him. The whole time he's speaking nonsense. Chad is eating a full raw sweet potato.
Oh.
And then he's munching on a piece of lettuce.
So I thought that's what that was. I was like, that can't be a sweet potato.
He's good. Have you ever done that? It's really good, actually.
He's like a little rabbit. He eats a sweet potato, and then like next thing he's eating a little piece of lettuce. It's hilarious.
It just shows you that the Canadians are super nice, too.
Yeah. Oh, but
no matter what.
Play what Canada says. He can't quite articulate what he's trying to say.
You're going
to
get dumber, warning.
Yeah.
All right, here you go. Enjoy this.
Let's just pretend you're Hitler.
Let's start off with that.
Yeah. Pretend you're Hitler.
That's what he started with. And wait till you hear what he kept going with.
The more I talk, if I talk to you, I get dragged down your negativity around it.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, let's just pretend you're Hitler. If I'm friends with you.
Let's not pretend I'm Hitler.
Well, let's just say it, you know.
Let's not say that.
Okay, well, let's say you're Donald Trump or something like that. I mean, talking with you, it's going to make me look bad too, right?
Yeah. Hitler to Donald Trump.
I see what he's trying to say, but yeah, don't compare me to Hitler.
He's saying tone it down.
Yeah.
Tone down the unlikability.
Okay, well, let's just pretend you're Mussolini. Let's call it even. Let's pretend you're Mussolini. Right.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Canada.
Let's just pretend you're Hitler.
I enjoy that guy.
And then they hit us with the to be continued.
Yeah.
And you have another 2 hours
to sit in front. And a lot of blood. It looked like someone has
tonight.
Bloody nose.
Caroline's boy has blood.
Yeah, he was bleeding.
I'm
very nervous about it. They had a pool party instead of a cocktail party, which never ends well,
they
y'all.
They don't. That's why they keep doing it.
Yeah. So, you know, they're all pumped up, excited to see JoJo in a swimsuit, and who knows what's going to happen.
Well, not Chad, because you can imagine what she looks like through
under
her
clothes.
And so part two is Monday night, or is it
tonight?
Tonight.
It's a two-parter.
So 4 hours. I mean, including last night and tonight.
Yeah.
4 hours of The Bachelor. But I'm going to watch it.
So that means you'll be back tomorrow to do
I'll
a recap
be back tomorrow
of last
and,
night, or tonight.
And James is going to be calling in.
James is calling in.
Yep.
Good.
Well, good. Then he can give us some more insight.
Hopefully.
Yes.
Now, finally, we'll know why he's bleeding.
I know that poor little baby.
Poor guy.
Bleeding.
James Taylor, the husband material on the show.
Such a southern gentleman. I just love it.
He is.
He is.
All right.
All right, Kid Nation.
It's your bachelorette.
You're all caught up with that?
Yep.
And now we want to pay you. Up to $1,000 is up for grabs with quick and fast
easy.
Why do I keep messing up the name? Quick and easy
cash.
The name's real hard, but it's quick and
easy.
It could also be fast. That's
well,
quick
and
is.
Fast would be the same
quick
thing.
Quick and
yeah.
fast. But it's quick and easy. Thank you, Trey, for the wrong answer. We'll play quick and easy cash. Make sure you're ready to call next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We got Does That Make Me Crazy coming up in about 20 minutes. So
all
if
right.
you want to start sending those in via text, you can do so. Because we're going to need the phone lines here in a minute.
I just asked Blake Shelton for underwear. Does that make me crazy?
On Twitter?
Uh-huh.
Has he responded to you since the kiss?
No, I haven't. Well, I don't think I've tweeted to him since the kiss either. I posted the kiss.
Yeah.
But I haven't really tweeted at him. I didn't, you know, I'm
it's
trying
a kiss
to...
on the cheek, by the way.
Yeah, it was like a real thing. Right.
Yeah. But Al finally met Blake Shelton, and he got a kiss on the cheek and
a
picture.
On the cheek. Yeah. So I'm trying to play it cool.
Did somebody tell you that that's Blake's go-to thing now?
Yeah. This guy that actually played country music at my bar about 2 weeks ago,
uh-huh.
we, for some reason, started talking about Blake Shelton. He goes, yeah, I opened for him one day, and he kissed me on the cheek. I'm like, what?
Doesn't that make you feel like you're not special?
I feel so less special. I'm like, he kissed me on the cheek, really? Let me show you my computer. And I showed him my Facebook page. Whatnot. He goes, yeah, same thing.
Well, that's only two. It's not like everybody's going to flood you with all the... Unless everybody
else
has one.
I don't know. It might be his thing.
If you have a picture of Blake Shelton kissing you on the cheek,
uh-huh.
send it to us.
Yeah, maybe we should look up the fan pictures with dudes and see if that's his go-to thing.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll do that in the future. But now, we need two contestants to play Quick and Easy Cash.
There you go.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Let's see how you do answering 10 questions. You can win $1,000. They're $100 each. Two people will get a shot to win money. So if the first one doesn't win at all, we'll bring another one in to sweep up. And while we wait, don't forget, we still have those father and son and daddy-daughter trips that we're going to give away in about a week and a half.
Oh, the Tony Romo thing, right?
Yeah, Tony Romo's doing the National Fantasy Football Convention in Pasadena. And, you know, Father's Day, that's probably one of the greatest gifts you could get your dad, because it's a lot of athletes are going to be out there.
Yeah.
Like a lot, Tony Romo's got a lot of buddies in the NFL, and I think they're going to be all out there having fun. So we want to go.
Love to.
You want
to
go?
You want to go really bad?
I want to go really bad, but we have prior commitments, so we won't be able to do that. But just tell us in 100 words or less a funny or sweet or inspirational whatever story with your dad, a relationship,
sports
your relationship
story,
with your dad involving sports
or going to a game or whatever.
Yeah,
yeah,
something that you know that hits you that you always remember. You could enter those at kidnation.com.
All right.
And again, we have a week and a half before we do that. And speaking of daddy son stuff. There's a video on the internet that's going viral, and apparently guys get scared of marriage from early on.
Yes, I think we do. Yeah.
It's a video of a dad talking to his little boy, who's about 4 years old, and the little boy's giving him the reasons why he never wants to get married.
Oh, man.
Here you go.
All right.
As soon as I find it. Trey, do you have it?
I'm not going to be married at all.
Why?
I don't want to be married. Are you kidding?
I thought you wanted to be a dad.
I would be scared.
Why?
Well, because I don't want to kiss anyone.
How come?
Well, if they kiss me, they sometimes do it with spit.
Mm-hmm.
True.
So you don't like spit?
No.
No.
Who does it with spit?
Well, some kids do it with spit, and I don't like it. Girls like Tiana.
But I thought you wanted to be a daddy.
Just thinking about it.
Let me eat this pizza first.
Well, I'm not marrying anyone. I'm not gonna have a mom. I already have a mom.
But what about a wife?
I don't need a wife.
That's right. There you go, buddy. There you go, buddy boy.
He doesn't want to get married because kissing sometimes involves spit, and he doesn't want that.
Yeah, it does. Sometimes. But, yeah, you don't have to get
married
just to...
baby kisses. Maybe he's seeing baby kisses, and those are just all slobber.
You can still kiss, buddy. You can be afraid of marriage. Don't be afraid of kissing.
I feel like I've met 100 of him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sorry.
My age.
Nope, I gotta get married. Nope.
Nope.
It's
nope.
Weird when I
don't
ask,
want a wife.
My son's starting to talk about this, and he says he wants to marry his sister.
Well,
and I think that's normal, right?
Don't necessarily because he loves her.
Yeah, he loves her. That's all. Yeah.
It's normal until he's your age.
Yeah, right. If he's still saying it when he's my age, then we got problems.
He should want to marry Kinsey at some point, too, right?
Yeah, that'll probably happen.
That'd be legal in some states, actually.
But I told him, Kinsey's mine. That's my wife. You can't have my wife.
Does he like you more right now? You know how they're more into either mom or dad in phases?
My daughter likes my wife more right now. Mm-hmm. I'd say my son likes me more right now because I took him to Ninja Turtles. It just depends on what we do for him.
Just buy him stuff.
Yeah. All right, you guys, let's play Quick and Easy Cash.
Let's do it.
This is our new fun game. Let's meet our first contestant.
Went up to $1,000 here.
We have one backup one, but we'll go with the first. Hi, Lauren.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
Hi, Lauren. How you doing?
I'm doing good, doing good. Headed to work, just dropped my son off at school, and I am leaving Starbucks.
Oh, nice. What did you order?
Caramel macchiato with extra caramel drizzle.
Good pick-me-up.
Have you heard of those people that are ordering that pink secret drink?
I keep
seeing stories about the secret pink drink that everybody's ordering.
From Starbucks.
From Starbucks, yeah.
Well, if you know the secret, let us know.
Yeah. And what do you do for work?
I actually work from home. My job from Florida let me transfer out here about 2 years ago, so I'm lucky enough to be able to stay home with my other son.
Oh, that's awesome.
Good deal.
So you have two kids. So I'm sure that money.
I have four kids.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yep. So
we know where that money would go.
Pump the brakes, go.
All right, Lauren.
Oh, I did that 2 weeks ago, so baby machine is cut off.
Yeah. Good job.
Lauren. Well, we have 10 questions in store for you.
Okay.
If you manage to answer the questions Kelly Raspberry gives you, you will win $100 each time you answer correctly.
It's yours to keep.
Okay.
So no matter what happens, if you only answer 4, 5, 6, 7, that's how much you will win. Okay, we're not going to take it away. But you could win up to $1,000. And if you get it wrong, we do have somebody waiting to take over. So we want you to go all the way, Lauren.
5 seconds to answer each question, all right?
Okay.
Okay, we're going to pick up with the question we left off with yesterday. Which cast member wanted to be a nurse?
Casey.
That is correct. You have $100.
Yay. Yeah, Lauren. I wanted to be a nurse.
Jenna has been told by a listener that she looks like what animal in the face?
A lion.
That is correct.
Yeah.
$100.
Very good.
E.L. James wrote this famous book series that's now being turned into a movie.
What was the book?
E.L. James wrote this famous book series now being turned into movies.
E.L. James. I don't know.
Say something.
I don't know. I don't read a lot of books. I watch a lot of movies.
That's okay. You still have $200.
$200, Lauren. Not too bad.
$50 per kid.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
You have a great day at work today, Lauren. Hold on for us. And that means we do move on to our backup contestant. Let's meet Betsy Woodard. Hi, Betsy.
How are you?
Hey, Betsy.
Doing great. Let's get to know you. Tell us about you.
I live in a little town called Midlothian, and I'm a CrossFit coach and a physical therapist and a photographer. I do a lot of stuff.
Wow.
Did you already do your CrossFit this morning?
I did not. I'll be there tonight after real job time.
All right.
What's real job?
Real job is, it's a company called Arosti. I do, like, physical therapy, basically, after you get treatment on an injury.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully you are up with your pop trivia knowledge, because we're going to pick up where our last girl left off. If you can answer this question, it's $100 for you. E.L. James wrote a famous book series that is now being turned into movies.
Oh, gosh.
What are the names of those books that E.L. James wrote?
I know that, and I don't know it.
You know it.
Oh. Mm.
5 seconds.
Stumped.
Sorry.
I guess it's just not top of mind at this moment,
as it
might have been a year ago.
Yeah.
All right. I'm so sorry, sweetheart.
It was great talking to you, Betsy.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Take care. Have a good day.
Oh, man.
Well, it gives everybody a chance to Google that, because that's going to probably be the first question tomorrow, right?
I don't know that one. I don't know the name of the book.
You guys know it. Once we
say it, you know it. Okay.
All right.
That was a double stump. Stump right there. Stumper.
Mm-hmm.
And that Starbucks drink we were just talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently it's
pink
simply...
Pink mystery drink?
It's just known as the pink drink.
It's the pink Starburst, right?
It's a strawberry acai.
Oh.
Acai? Well,
my cousin gets that all the time.
Yeah.
Acai?
A strawberry acai refreshener.
She gets it made with coconut milk instead of whatever they normally put in it. It makes it creamier.
Oh, really?
So get a pink drink with coconut milk and see if you
like
it.
Yeah, I get coconut milk.
That's exactly how they make it.
Yeah, there's a whole secret menu. It's easy. You just have to Google it. You know, they make snickerdoodle frappuccinos. And, I mean, you got to think they have so many flavors. You don't just have to stick with caramel. They can make, you know, Snickers.
Yeah.
Cookies and cream, all sorts of stuff. So you just have to look up the secret menu. Because everyone loves the pink Starburst.
That's the best Starburst.
It tastes like a Starburst. Yeah.
That's so what this tastes like?
Well, allegedly? Yeah, they have. That's the secret menu flavor. Yeah. So I don't know. You just have to Google it.
What do we call it? Acai and acai.
Acai?
So it looks like acai.
I don't know.
No, why do they call it quinoa instead of quinoa?
Quinoa.
It's the fancy people trying to make us feel stupid.
Why do they call it psychology and it starts with a P?
Because the P is
good
silent.
Good point, Al. That's a very
good point.
Thank
you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Speaking of that, it's time for Does That Make Me Crazy? This is where we tell you if you're crazy or not. Yeah, we don't have PhDs, but we've been doing this long enough.
I took a psychology class
in college.
Yeah.
There. And we know Jenna, so.
Yeah, I've seen that Psychology Today magazine at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Total expert over here.
Right.
For example, I invite people over, and then I want them to leave when they get there. Does that make me crazy? That's from Brandy.
All right.
What?
No, that just makes you realize you made a mistake. Yeah. I breathe out when I look at people's feet, even if they have shoes on, because I'm afraid if I breathe in, I will smell them and start gagging. Does that make me crazy? Kathleen. Slight.
Breathing. Yeah, we've had breathing issues before.
You don't want to smell the stank. We understand that.
There's got to be some real funky feet.
To go through shoes?
Yeah.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
It's, does that make me crazy? Tell us those quirky things you think are normal, but your friends finally told you, yo, that's not normal. You need to call the Kid Craddock Morning Show. We'll do it next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Congratulations to Lauren, who won $200 with quick and easy cash.
It was quick and easy. Well, it wasn't too easy.
Yeah, that third question stumped her and the following person, unfortunately. Our biggest winner so far has been Misha. She won $500 yesterday.
Uh-huh.
So we still want to get that $1,000 winner.
Somebody's going to go all the way.
Yeah, well, it'll definitely happen on Friday, because on Friday, details on $1,000 guaranteed.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So make sure you tune in on Friday. Find out how you could score the guaranteed $1,000.
Love that.
That sounds
nice. See, we're the show with guarantees.
Yeah, but that's a guarantee right there. And we're the show that'll let you know if you're crazy or not, because we do crazy stuff. You do crazy stuff. We all do crazy stuff.
I'm still surprised about how shocked I was when you told me that you peed in bottles.
That was like my first one.
That
ever.
Was your first one ever.
That was a long time ago, Al. That was old JC.
You don't do that anymore.
That was like 9 years ago.
But you're tempted.
I don't know why I did it.
That was shocking and surprising.
Yeah. I know.
It would have been really crazy if you saved it.
No, I didn't save it. A lot of the times it was because I used to, at our old radio station, I didn't want to leave the studio, and I would just... Because I was there by myself a lot of the times, like late night.
That makes sense. People do that on road trips.
Yeah, I was so scared that something would go wrong during my radio shift that I didn't want to leave the board.
Well, that's dedication, I guess.
And then it turned into like, hey, this is actually like, I get to stay where I'm at, and it's cool as long as there's no people around. But I don't do that anymore. I'm a father.
Good.
I'm responsible now.
You put it where it should go.
Side note, have you peed in your yard yet, at your new house?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Doesn't take long, does it?
Kaysen beat me to it, dude. My son did it first.
Okay. You got to. You're a new homeowner, fellas. Go ahead and pee in the yard.
That's the first thing my son did when we got there. We didn't even have furniture, and then he walked out in the backyard and went.
Leaving your mark?
Yeah, the toilet right next to the front door.
Doesn't matter.
He walked right past the toilet, straight to the backyard.
Oh, my God.
Like a boy.
That's instinctive.
I guess so.
We men, we pee in our yard.
Yeah. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We got a couple here from the text. Jolene wrote us and said, when I'm at church and I hear the music, I wonder if that's a good song to play at my funeral. Does that make me crazy?
Nope. You're planning ahead.
Wow.
Yeah, that's smart.
My dad already picked out his funeral songs. I haven't picked out mine yet.
There's pretty songs when you're at church. You're like, I love this.
When I hear about Muhammad Ali and how he picked out who he wanted to speak and kind of plan, I mean, obviously he kind of knew he was going that direction. We're all going in that direction.
Yeah.
And I said, wow, should I start? Man, it seems so...
It is morbid.
Morbid.
It is morbid.
And should I talk to... I don't even want to put it out to the universe. I was like, oh. But I guess you have to do it.
I'd let my family do what they feel.
Really?
I think so.
You got to pick your outfit. Baby blazer?
Yeah, I'll pick out my outfit. No, I won't wear the baby blazer.
Your baby blazer and those little narrow skinny jeans?
No.
At some point, it would end up fitting.
It fits now. It fits just fine.
You should have a separate service for the baby blazer.
Roberta wrote us and said, I tell my dog every day that he is pretty and he's going to be a supermodel and going to be famous on TV and in magazines.
Okay, yes, you're crazy.
His name's Dexter.
Yes,
yeah.
You're crazy, dog.
I do that too, so I guess we're crazy. I like to give positive reinforcement. You're so pretty. You're so pretty.
You could say in the same tone and say, you're so ugly, and they'd still look at you like, thanks.
I told Curtis yesterday, you're so stinky.
Yeah, they still get happy.
You're stinky. Yeah, you're still happy.
Kelly, I don't know if you did this when you were little. My wife does. When Emma Kelly was little. I get upset and jealous when my baby boy comes home from daycare smelling like his teacher's perfume. Does that make me crazy?
No, I didn't get jealous of that. I got jealous when the baby would choose the nanny over me.
Yeah.
That hurt.
Yeah, that makes you a little crazy.
That makes
Is she over that phase?
Makes his mama a woman.
Yeah.
She'd choose anybody over her mother right now. She's going through that phase.
Really?
Well, she's getting there? Preteen stuff, yeah.
Aw. Oh, it starts at 9.
Yeah. It's, you know, just wake up some mornings and she's all about me, and then some days she wakes up and she's not. It's just part of, you know, I try not to take it personally, but it's hard.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones.
Let's do it.
But you do know, moms, that your kids they won't leave you for the teacher.
Typically.
You're fine. You're typically. Maybe high school.
Husband might.
Right, and that's illegal.
Yeah. That is illegal.
For the husband to leave for the teacher.
That's not illegal.
Not illegal.
That's frowned upon, Al. Yeah. That's frowned upon. Yeah, that's not illegal, but it is frowned upon. All right, Lauren, how you doing?
Hey, y'all. I'm good. How are y'all?
Good.
Oh, doing great. We're doing Does That Make Me Crazy? What do you do with your pets?
Okay, so I've got 3 cats and 1 wiener dog, and each day whenever I leave a different one in charge each day. Does that make me crazy?
How do you go about it? Do you gather them together and tell them?
Yes, because whenever I'm leaving, I take my dog out to the bathroom, so they're all standing around, so I pick, and then the other ones get upset.
Which one do you think is the most responsible one?
Probably my cat, Aussie Bear.
Mm-hmm. Aussie Bear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he keeps everybody in check, and he's really good about signing for packages and stuff.
Wow. I wasn't going to say no, but you turned me around.
That's cute. That's cute crazy, Lauren.
Yeah, we
dig that one.
Cute crazy.
Well done.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Have a good day.
I always wanted to be that. Kelly was always the one that the teacher left in charge in her class.
Yep. I turn in my best friend if she talked.
Not me.
I'm the rule follower.
I always wanted to be that guy. Like, secretly, you want to be because you know you're
the rule follower?
Yeah. Well, no, the guy that gets picked by the teacher to be in charge. But you got to be like the super good one.
But you didn't because you wouldn't have been
in charge. You wouldn't have been very good at that.
Yeah, I wouldn't narc on my friends.
No way.
No way. I ain't no snitch.
What's a little talking going to do?
Yeah, a little talking. No big deal.
Against the rules.
It's against the rules, Kelly. Hey, Shelby, tell us what makes you crazy.
Hi, y'all.
Hi.
Okay. So, I'm 2 months pregnant, roughly, and I'm a nurse. Mm-hmm. So, when I'm changing somebody's, you know, dressing on their wound, because now my sense of smell is incredibly high, I don't breathe through my nose because mm-hmm. it makes me nauseous. Mm-hmm. So, I have a fear of breathing through my mouth now because I'm afraid I'm going to taste the smell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hate that too.
Does that make me crazy?
So how do you
completely get it.
You're pregnant. You do what you got to do to not puke.
Can you wear a mask or is that not doable?
Well, I could, but I'm pretty sure I'll still smell it.
Yeah. No, that's I funny. Don't think you're crazy.
But if I was a patient and the nurse changing something on me was like gagging and holding her breath, yeah. Like, isn't she supposed to be the pro at this? What's wrong?
Yeah. Do I have the worst thing going on there?
I have a patient one time that was like, are you okay?
Asking you if you're okay. Oh, wow.
You never want to gross out the doctor or nurse.
No, because they see it every day.
You're the like, doctor comes in and looks at you and goes, damn!
Oh, yeah, no.
That's a bad day.
Thanks, Shelby.
You're not congratulations.
Yeah. Congratulations. 2 months pregnant. Sarah.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. You're on Does That Make Me Crazy?
Okay. So I love getting sunburned because I love the pain it gives me and I love the tan I get at the end of the summer. Does that make me crazy?
Love being sunburned.
You do?
That's the first time I've ever heard that one.
Like, you like peeling too?
Yeah, and my boyfriend loves to peel it off, but he gets like he cringes when he sees the redness and the heat coming off of my shoulders. He hates it, but he loves peeling my shoulders, and I love the tan I get.
You know, there's a lot of risks that come with being sunburned.
Yeah,
Sarah.
Yeah, skin cancer kind of runs in the family.
Oh,
I've actually had doctors tell me not to, but I mean, I've never gotten sick, and neither has anyone else.
Oh, man, Sarah. Yeah, that makes you crazy.
Beauty comes with a price. Yeah, I think both of y'all are kind of crazy. You get a 2-for-1 on this call.
Got to ease into it.
Yeah.
I do love peeling, though. When you get a big old skin, piece of skin.
Yes.
I don't know what it is about it. It just makes me feel so good
inside.
Let
me just say, I'm going for my melanoma screening on Friday, and I suggest you make yourself an appointment,
yes,
too.
Yes, Sarah, please.
We'll turn this into a PSA. Right.
Well, I mean, that's just, you know. Yeah. People die from that.
Yeah.
It's just not.
But she enjoys the feeling. That's
yeah,
what's
but
weird.
She's blowing off doctors.
Right. Don't blow off doctors, Sarah. You go to the doctor, Sarah. Please. Speaking of skin.
Yeah.
And it's not bad skin, but Angela, what do you do to the chicken nuggets?
When I eat chicken nuggets, I like to peel the skin off, put it in the top of my box, eat my nugget, and then go back and dip my skin in barbecue. Does that make me crazy?
Huh.
You take apart your food before you eat it.
You peel it.
I'm a food taker aparter. I do that. I don't do that, but I take apart other foods. So I personally don't believe you're crazy.
Is chicken nuggets the only food that you peel apart? Like, do you do it with regular fried chicken, or do you do it with anything else with a skin?
Just chicken nuggets.
Yeah. I'd say you're crazy.
I'm going to go ahead and make you crazy.
Yeah.
I can't.
Kelly does it, so she's going to say no. Jenna?
I love eating dinosaur.
It's chicken's dinosaur, you guys.
Yeah. Might give me some Kentucky Fried Dinosaur later
ever
today.
Ever since you said that chickens are dinosaurs, Now I can't stop thinking about it.
My son's dinosaur book had a fun fact at the end and said chickens are dinosaurs.
Yeah.
In fact, all birds.
I ate a dino salad yesterday.
Yeah. You're crazy, basically.
Yeah.
How we're doing, does that make me crazy? We'll go, we'll take Aaron here, because this is weird.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron.
So, like every other parent, I have the coolest 2-year-old ever, and like any other good parent, I brush his teeth, get him his pacifier, get him to sleep. But the weird thing is, in the morning, I always smell his breath, and if he is unavailable, like he doesn't want me in his face, then I'll just take his pacifier and smell it, because I like the way his morning breath smells. It's not like a bad smell. But does that make me crazy?
Yeah.
I love baby smells.
My daughter's pacifier smells weird. I don't know.
So going on smelling breath. I'm gonna go ahead and go crazy on that.
Yeah.
It's baby.
It's like a puppy, right?
Yeah, it's baby stuff.
Yeah, I don't like breath.
Not a breath smell.
Not into breath, really.
No, me neither.
I do.
We feed him healthy, so I feel like it's a reflection of his good nutrition.
Okay. do you smell his burps?
No, I don't do that. Maybe I should start.
No.
That makes you crazy.
I'd say that just makes you a cute mom.
Yeah.
All right.
I feel like everything with babies smells like rotten milk.
Not their poo.
Not. I just mean like around their face, you know.
Oh, yeah,
it smells
yeah.
like milk. Ooh.
No, they actually keep pretty, like they don't have morning breath until they're, my son still doesn't have morning breath. I check it sometimes.
Yeah, babies don't usually have it till they get older, yeah.
Yeah, you gotta have some stuff in that stomach first.
Oh, remember baby cheese lady?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They called it.
Yeah.
Yeah. She let the milk curdle and sour under the kid's neck.
She liked baby cheese. Yeah. She was crazy for
sure. That was crazy.
Yeah. Hey, Josh.
Made me throw up.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great. So what do you do at the drive-thru?
All right. So if I'm going to a drive-thru and I'm really hungry and I feel like ordering a lot of food, I kind of talk out loud like I'm ordering for more than one person, even though it's all just for me. Does that make me crazy?
Oh,
I don't think so.
Undercover eater.
I do that when I order food on the phone if it's just for me.
Mm-hmm.
Or when someone comes to deliver it, I'm like, hey, it's here.
You guys want a large pizza?
Because I'll go through the drive-thru and I'll order like $12, $13 worth of food because I'm really, really hungry. And I'll be like, what did she want again?
Yeah. You're a down low eater.
Yeah, down low eater.
And then I get to the window and it's just me in the car and it's like, no, it's not just for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're
like, we don't care. Just give us $20.
Right.
Yeah, not crazy. Yeah, innovative.
Yeah.
Not crazy.
Yeah.
Quirky. Smart. But I have a feeling you're not alone at all.
You're undercover.
No, I've done that.
Yeah. Stacy says she has to turn down the TV or radio sometimes. Why is that, Stacy?
Oh, my gosh. Just like if someone says a joke or something, and you have to do that awkward laugh because you don't want to be rude. I'm like, oh, I feel so bad for this person. I just had to turn it down so that I can't listen to them anymore because it's just, I just feel embarrassed for them all the time.
Same question.
We have to ask. Have you ever done that with us?
Not with you guys per se, but like callers that call in, you're like, oh, they're trying to be so funny, and you guys are trying to be so nice by laughing at their jokes, even though it really wasn't that funny. I'm like, oh, that poor guy, I got to turn down.
Anyone come to mind? Any joke?
You know what? I heard one earlier today, but I don't want to call anybody out. That's kind of rude.
Oh, yeah. That was so sweet.
It was nice.
I try.
All right, babe.
Who do you think on our show would make you turn it down eventually, though?
Um,
Oh, gosh.
Turn it down.
Miguel, you've said something.
Just turn it down. Turn it down.
But I'm like...
Turn it down, though.
Yeah.
Just turn it down. Turn it down. We don't need to hear it.
What, because she said Big Al?
Thank you for calling,
Thank you,
baby.
Stacey.
Thank you for calling, baby.
You have a wonderful day.
All right, you
too.
Oh, she turns down the radio when she feels embarrassed for people.
Well, when I talk.
I get it. We do that. We cringe when we're playing celebrity interviews and stuff. Oh,
yeah, we all do it. It happens.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Tender love. Tender love. Love so tender. Love me tender. Sweet.
Our selfie queen and social media expert, Elena Davies.
Yay.
Also Snap Queen. I'll give you that title. Hold on. Let us turn on your mic. There you go.
Can I talk now?
There
Yay.
Elena, I'm being told by White Cheddar, the producer, that you have an announcement to make.
I have a huge announcement for you guys. Are you ready?
Yes. Huge announcement.
Yes.
It's Tinder Tuesday. So
yeah,
what
it's on Tinder.
You get married. You're going to do Tinder Wednesday.
No. I quit.
You quit?
You quit here?
I'm leaving.
You're leaving where?
This is my official notice.
You're leaving the show? You're leaving?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. All right, then.
Wait, what?
Where are you going?
Well, I'm mostly kidding.
Oh.
But
mostly kidding.
Mostly?
You're quitting Tinder?
I'm not quitting Tinder. I found a Tinder job. You can literally get paid to match and set up dates and communicate with this guy from Montreal. He's ready to settle down, but he's like, I don't have time to deal with this.
So he's a Tinder broker. Or you could be a Tinder broker.
Yeah. So he says $100 to set up his account, pick the pictures, do the profile, and then $20 for every match you make. And then from then on, if you set up a date, $200.
If you set up a date, you get $200.
I will Tinder like Tinder. I have never Tindered
so
before.
So you're leaving?
I'm not really leaving. This is my dream job.
Oh.
I can't leave you guys. So this is great, though. And you just he literally put an ad out on Craigslist. So if you're looking for a little side cash, and you're
it's only one guy doing this right now?
Yeah, but I think it could inspire others.
Other dudes, rich
dudes. Like, the way the world we live in is so online dating focused. And he's like, I don't have the time to commit to that. He's like, I'm ready to go on dates and meet and connect with people. But I work all day. Like, I can't just be on my phone swiping and chatting.
Why wouldn't he pay a matchmaker? How would he think a stranger
this is probably cheaper.
Would know?
I don't know if I want to date a person that not only doesn't have time or is too lazy to go out in the world here and meet people and have interaction. You're even too lazy to go on your phone and use your forefinger
to
swipe left or right.
I 100% don't want to date that person, but I do want to
help him
take his money.
So he needs a Tinder pimp.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a Tinder pimp.
And I am available.
You're a temp.
A temp.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
I am the Tinder expert.
If he's in, what'd you say, Canada?
Quebec?
Yeah, Montreal.
Montreal.
So are you trying to match him with people in that city?
I think ideally that
means you have to be there because people only show up in your vicinity.
Yeah, logistically, I haven't worked out the details, but I'm going to pray about it and kind of just see where that takes me. But I'm excited for the opportunity.
Never hurts to pray.
I don't think you can pray about being a pimp.
It's not being a pimp. It's being a matchmaker. That's two different things.
Yeah, but what's the matchmaking going to lead to?
Hopefully a loving relationship.
A nice, proper date filled with conversation.
No, I take that back. You can pray about anything, but
you can.
But
thank you.
By definition, technically a pimp. You're getting paid.
You're getting paid
for this guy to hook up with someone.
A madame.
Right.
A madame.
Madame.
The matchmaker.
Madame.
I feel good about it.
What about Tinder personally for yourself? Have you been going on dates?
Did you have a date last week?
Yeah, you said somebody.
We determined it was. It was
it was a date because you got a kiss in the car.
Was there a follow-up?
Well, he doesn't live in this city, so that makes it hard. So, I mean, is anything going to happen between us? No, probably not. Maybe it's cool. Like, I like talking to him, and he comes around some, so.
So he's sort of
boyfriend?
Kind of?
No. I wouldn't even put that on it.
So, but.
Sort of hookup. Sort of friends with benefits?
No. But a date. You go on a date from time to time.
Maybe. Yeah. Like, if we're around each other, we'll probably spend time together. And then if not, we may text a little, and otherwise, I'm still swiping.
Is he a businessman that travels a lot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So he's traveling.
He
That's why you
got
okay.
work then.
I got you.
So, and he comes into town just to hang out.
Is he the one you were ordering food and taking it
okay.
to go?
Okay, y'all can.
They know.
Kelly.
Obviously, he knows who it is, and he's trying to get you
no,
to
No, I'm
say
not
it.
Trying to. No, I'm trying to get. Elena goes to restaurants on dates and orders extra food so that she could take it home, which is genius.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
That's genius. If you're a single girl and you.
I hate everyone.
That's
a genius idea.
That's part of dating
everybody
for
here
dinner.
Has been giving me so much crap about doing that. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm an innovator. And I also think I'm going to be hungry later. And I also think I'm going to be hungry even later than that.
Is this person participating in organized team activities right now?
No.
Not an athlete.
Okay.
All right.
Don't ruin it. She's trying to get something going with him. Don't ruin it yet. Wait till it's there.
Wait till it's solidified and we're actually really in a successful relationship
and then we'll ruin it.
And then we ruin it.
Thanks, guys. Be patient with me.
Wait till it means something before you ruin it, Al.
Ruin it now, I won't even be upset about it. If you ruin it later, you might break my heart.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
So you're not quitting?
I'm not quitting. I'm here. Sorry.
All right.
Sorry, guys. I'm staying.
But you do still order the entree with the extra side of mac and cheese, knowing you're not going to eat the mac and cheese so you can take it home.
100%.
100%.
Nothing wrong with that.
Take notes.
That's a starving
but
girl.
But they don't know. They don't know that I'm not going to eat it. I'm just like, oh, my stomach's bigger. My eyes are bigger than my stomach.
Yeah, you sure did order a lot.
But then if you don't take it home, is that does that make it seem like?
I've always been told a man appreciates one with a healthy appetite. But yeah. Guys, you know, I don't see anything wrong
I like
with
a
that.
Girl that gets some steak.
If I order food and leave it there, then.
It's a waste.
It's a waste. So I'm just being respectful.
That's right.
And you can go home after that.
Exactly.
You can't go to the club with
food. Yeah, you can't go to the club
with
food.
That's a good out, Elena.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you. Innovator.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.